The Morning Thought broadcast to be used Tuesday, December 13th.
Today. My promise is found in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 9. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. God hath appointed us to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what God wants every one of us to have. And as we pray, may we open our hearts a little bit wider to receive His presence, and we shall have strength to serve Him acceptably. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we give thanks to Thee because we can come with every weakness, every frailty, every problem, every sorrow, every heartache. Thou hast the answer for every one of us. We pray that Thou wilt bless our friends, because Thou hast appointed us to receive strength and salvation, deliverance from on high. We pray that this broadcast may be effective day by day, and that we should be what Thou wouldst have us to be. Hear our prayers, we ask, in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today I ask you to turn to Galatians 1st chapter and also the book of Jude. That is the last book before we come to the book of Revelation. These two scriptures I wish you to turn to as Miss Swearingen sings, "Do You Wonder?" Mary Bird is playing the organ and Dan White the piano.
Why I love Him, Jesus Christ of Calvary. Do you wonder why He's precious, more than all the world to me? From my sins He did. That's the reason why I love.
Thank you, Lucille, for that beautiful song. And now, Galatians, the first chapter, the third verse. Grace be to you, and peace from God the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. There is another translation that says, he gave himself for our sins, that he may rescue us from this present evil world. Then, in Jude, the 24th verse, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. As I read these verses, I seem to feel like I want to catch my breath. He's able to keep us, but to present us before the Father, spotless and faultless. We all say, oh, I'm so full of faults. I'm so full of mistakes. Well, we speak correctly when we say that, because we are still living in a human body with all of its frailties and shortcomings. But Jesus Christ is able. That's what I want to dwell upon for this few moments. He's able not only to keep us from sin, but when that day comes that he presents us to the Father. I have read of people that were presented to a king, and oh, how nervous they were. And when dignitaries go from one country to another, they want to know all that they should know about the proper things to do. They want to know about protocol, what is right and what is proper. But say, what is the proper approach to the great, august, divine presence of Almighty God? You say, I can't meet it. Of course you couldn't, and none of us can. But Jude and the Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter and James and the other apostles write about that wonderful grace of God that is able to wash us and to fit us to live in heaven. With all of our shortcomings, and we pray that God will help us to overcome. Sometimes someone says, well, I'd just be all right if I could just overcome my temper. Well, that's something that has to be overcome. Weaknesses have to be overcome. But they cannot be overcome in our own strength. He gives us the power when we're willing. I wrote down in my notes this morning, he's able to keep us from falling if we permit him to. Yes. He cannot against our will save us. He cannot against our will keep us. And neither can he against our will be able to present us faultless before the Father. These are big words. They're so fraught with meaning. Because remember, there is going to come a time when you and I will stand before God. The Bible says so. We're going to stand before God. And with all the excuses that we would like to present our case before the Father, we would be speechless, because we know that all the excuses, God knows the excuses are not, they don't meet it. Because if we would let Christ keep us, he would. That's what I'm trying to say to you. If we let him, he would. If we would permit him to cleanse us from our sins, then he would. He gave himself in our stead. He went to the cross in our stead. He took our place. All the year round, we're thinking about receiving and giving. What shall I give on the birthday? What will I give on the holidays? What will I give on a certain occasion, an anniversary? But, oh, God just takes every day of the year to give and to give and to give. He shows us his love by his abundant giving. And yet we are so unappreciative most of the time. We receive like children without ever looking up to say thank you, because we don't know how great and how valuable these gifts that he gives are to us. He gives to us that wonderful power of deliverance and strength to be kept from this evil world. I'm not trying to magnify the evil world this morning, but you don't have to go far, do you, to see how evil, to go how evil. Just go to any bus station, any railroad station, any airport, and look at the news racks and the paper books that are there, and then see people like bees around a hive, grabbing this trash to read and to fill our minds. Well, you can't be an overcomer. No one can be an overcomer if we fill our minds with filth and vulgarity. But to take this precious Bible, to read it, and to know that the one who is the originator of the Word of God is able to deliver us from this evil world. And then to present us spotless, faultless, before the presence of the Holy God. Only Jesus could do this. Only Jesus can do this by that matchless power of his own blood. Will you just say it to him today as you go about? Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you're going to keep me today. You're going to keep me from this evil world. And you're going to present me one day to the Father without any spot and without any blemish. I have read from the first chapter of Galatians and also the 24th verse of the book of Jude. Oh, I'm so glad the Lord gives me this little time in the morning to talk to you and be a good start for the day. And if you enjoy it, I wish you'd write and tell me so, will you? The Lord bless you is my prayer.